Ukraine security issue.
On August 8th, the 166th day of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine, the Ukrainian armed forces topped an offensive of the Russian army in various areas of the Donetsk and Zaporizhia regions. At the same time, Russia continues to maintain its subdivisions in positions in areas bordering on Bryanskaya and Kursk oblasts. It also continues to build up its forces in Belarusian areas bordering on Ukraine. In the meantime, not a single day passes without air raid sirens for people in Ukraine. For example, this morning Russian missiles were launched over Ukraine from the Black Sea. The Ukrainian air defense forces managed to shoot most of them down, namely in the Odessa and Cherkasy regions. The South Defense Forces report that close to 10 Russian battleships with arrays of missiles are currently maneuvering in the Black Sea. Therefore, the danger of missile strikes on Ukraine remains high. Over the past 24 hours, Russian missiles struck military infrastructure facilities in the Vinnytsia region. Casualties have been reported. Here, the occupiers launched a Kha-47M2 Kinzhal nuclear-capable hypersonic air-ballistic air-to-surface missile. The press service of the Ukrainian Air Forces reports that such missiles are carried by fighter jets and bomber combat aircraft. Casualties and deaths have been reported as a result of continued artillery strikes upon Kharkiv. In the last 24 hours, Russian artillery struck an administrative facility in one of the Kharkiv's districts, and residential houses have been damaged as a result of artillery strikes on one of the city's most populated areas. More victims of artillery strikes have also been reported over the Kharkiv region. Oleksiy Nehubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, reported that the Russian occupiers are persisting with their offensive on the Kharkiv region, but the Ukrainian forces are maintaining their positions and have carried out successful counterattacks in certain areas. Several settlements have been liberated. The Russians have launched artillery strikes in the Dnipropetrovsk region. Private and administrative infrastructure has been damaged. The Russian army continues to attack settlements in the Luhansk region with aviation, artillery, multiple launch rocket systems, and tanks. Massive artillery and missile strikes were reported from the Donetsk region, with 5 people killed and 17 wounded. According to British intelligence, Russian occupiers have planted anti-personnel mines in the cities of Donetsk and Kramatorsk. The Russians continue to shell Mykolaiv, the suburbs coming under fire. Continued strikes are also being launched upon villages located near the Russian border, and the civilian population in the combat zone of the Kherson region is forced to live in basements and cellars. The Russians are retreating but are still attempting to renew lost positions and shelling the occupied villages. Terror, forced mobilization, and preparation for pseudo-referendums – all this is taking place on temporarily occupied territories. In particular, the head of the occupation administration of the Zaporizhia region said that he has signed an order on the preparation of a pseudo-referendum on the annexation of the occupied territories to Russia. The occupiers are also preparing a pseudo-referendum in the Kherson region. In a video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that if Russia proceeds with its pseudo-referendums, any negotiations will be impossible.
Позиція нашої держави залишається такою, якою була і раніше. Ми свого не віддамо.
The position of our state remains the same. We will not give up anything of ours, and if the occupiers follow the path of these pseudo-referendums, they will close for themselves any possibility of negotiations with Ukraine and the free world. And the Russian side will definitely be needing an opportunity for talks at a certain point. Russia persists with its nuclear blackmail and terrorism. Now the Russians have directly stated that the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been mined and have voiced their intentions to blow up the facility, the largest in Europe. In particular, Major General of the Russian Army Valery Vasiliev, who is now in command over the Russian garrison in ZNPP, has said there will be either Russian free land or scorched earth. Earlier, Andriy Yusov, spokesman for the Defense Ministry's main intelligence directorate, had reported that the directorate could confirm that the occupiers had planted mines in the power units of the ZNPP. Ukraine is calling for immediate action for the world to force Russia to free the nuclear power plant. Petro Kotin, president of Ukraine's nuclear energy company Energoatom, said.
Там повинна бути безпекова місія миротворців, так і включаючи експертів МАГАТЕ.
There should be a peacekeeping mission including experts from the IAEA and other security organizations. Their presence and initially giving control to them and then to the Ukrainian side would have solved this problem. We've been trying to have this conversation for 5 months, and unfortunately the response, particularly from IAEA, has been lame. They have now progressed in their position. As we have reported earlier, Russian artillery shells exploded near the ZNPP, damaging the radiation monitoring sensors near the plant's spent fuel storage facility. One of the power generating units had to be suspended and disconnected from the grid. According to Ukrainian military expert Dmytro Snihirov, the Russian government is thus trying to pressure Western states to support Ukraine in negotiations on Russia's terms. The Russians have taken up tactics of nuclear blackmail. First of all, this narrative is aimed to Western countries with the aim of forcing Ukraine into so-called peace talks under the Russian scenario. On the international arena, Ukraine must insist that control of nuclear facilities located in the combat zone be transferred to international organizations. On a positive note, in its fight against Russian occupiers, Ukraine shall produce Turkish Bayraktar unmanned aerial vehicles. The producer company has undergone registration and acquired a site for the construction of a production facility in Ukraine, reported Vasil Bodnar, Ukraine's ambassador to Turkey.